Okay, good evening, everybody. There is a part of the human condition I believe all of us have, and that is that we have sometimes an issue with jealousness, that we're envious of other people. We have feelings when we see someone else being successful. We not only be successful ourselves, but we feel bad while they're being successful. So this is something which unfortunately strikes young and old alike. It's something men and women both have, and it's something which sometimes is irrational and illogical. If you think the story of Cain and Hevel, so we have Cain is jealous of his brother Hevel. Hevel offers a carbon. Cain also offers a carbon. Hevel's carbon is accepted and Cain's carbon is not accepted. What happens? Hevel goes ahead and offers his carbon. After it's accepted, Cain now kills him. So you would ask Cain, does it make any sense? What are you killing your brother for? Is God now going to look at your carbon that you offered? Of course not. So what did you gain? Nothing. What did you gain? Does it really make sense? The answer is that no, sometimes when we feel jealous of other people, we sometimes do things that are even groundless, something that's irrational, it's really absurd, it doesn't really make sense, it's illogical to us, just we're not really thinking, we don't have a complete faculty. So this is something we find as part of the human condition. What's interesting is, there's an interesting discussion about different Mekoros and Chazal, whether or not there is such a concept of jealousy by the Malachi Hasharis. Do we have such a concept that the Malachim can be jealous of other people, or of human beings, or of themselves? Is that something that we find by Malachim, just like we find by human beings as well? So this is an interesting discussion, and part of the discussion stems from a pasuk in our Parsha. We have in the onset of our Parsha, Yaakov Avinu comes, Vayifka b'makamahu, and he goes to sleep in that place, which as we know is the Makam HaMikdash, and all of a sudden he wakes up and he says, Ein zeh ki im beis Elokim, he is so surprised, v'zeh shaar ha-shamayim, he's surprised that he went to sleep. And had he known that this was the Makam HaMikdash, he never would have acted in such a way, he never would have gone to sleep there. But in the middle of his sleep, Vayachalom, and he has a dream, V'hinei Sula Mutzav Arza V'Rosha Magia HaShamayim. So it's a very nice story. Rashi fills us in with the details a little bit. There are Malachim going up, Malachim going down. And the Gemara in Chulin tells us a little bit more of the details. It wasn't just that Malachim were going up and down. It wasn't just that Yaakov Avinu was sleeping. Says the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, there was really something very dangerous going on here. Says the Gemara as follows: Tana Olim Umistaklim Midyukna Shamayla. The Malachim are going up to the Shamayim, and they see on the Kisei HaKavod as the face of Yaakov Avinu is one of the pillars of the Kisei HaKavod. Amazing. V'yardim Umistaklim Midyukna Shamata. Then they come back down and they see this is the same face that we're seeing up there. How can this be? How can it be the same Yaakov Avinu who's a human being who's living the human experience? How can he be on the Kisei HaKavod? And it says, Boi Lisechune, Rashi explains, because they were jealous of him, they wanted to actually kill Yaakov Avinu. The same way Cain kills Hevel because he's jealous of him, the Malachim were jealous that Yaakov Avinu gets his own place on the Kisei HaKavod, and they wanted to actually kill him, says the Gemara. All of a sudden, Hine Hashem Nitzav Alav. The Gemara tells us, quoting the Psukim, that God watches over him. L'shamro, he guards over him to make sure the Malachim don't have the ability to take the life of Yaakov Avinu in their jealousy. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Umale Mikra Kasev, if we didn't have a pasuk that actually stated this, Yefshel Amar, you cannot say such a thing. Ka'adam Shemeinif Abano, the Gemara tells us it's like God was shooing away all of the dangerous elements that were around the head of Yaakov Avinu. Here the Malachim are about to kill him, they were jealous of him, they were upset, they were angry, and they wanted to kill him, and God, so to speak, brushes all of them away and makes sure that Yaakov Avinu is going to be safe. Now this is a very surprising Gemara. How do we have such a thing? The Malachim are jealous of Yaakov Avinu. First of all, you're a Malach Elokim. You have an opportunity to live with God in the proximity of God. You're living in Shamayim. You're living near the Kisei HaKavod. You see it all the time. What are you jealous of a human being? First of all, what's that about? And second of all, how can you have such a thing? Malachim are perfect beings. How could it be? God creates them exactly what they're supposed to do. They do everything they're supposed to do. So how can it be that Malachim have a feeling of jealousy toward Yaakov Avinu to a point that they're ready to kill him? Rabbi Kiva Eger actually points out that there is a Gemara which seems to indicate the very opposite. It seems to indicate that Malachim have no jealousy. There's no such thing as jealousy by Malachim. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peites that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shamayim to receive the Torah, it was not such an easy fight for him to get the Torah. Again, what happens? The Gemara recounts the story that the Malachim wanted to keep the Torah, and they say, what is a Yelud Isha doing up here? What is a person who's born to a human being, what is he doing up here to take the Torah? Why don't you keep it with us? And God says, no, absolutely not. God then tells him, why don't you go to the Kisei HaKavod and hold on to it and argue with the Malachim why you deserve the Torah? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu says the following, Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Torah She'atanosein Li Ma'kosev Ba. What does it say in the Torah? What are some of the rules? Not only put on tefillin every day, not only shake a lulav, not only do all the mitzvah Shabbat Adam La Makom, There are also a bunch of mitzvahs which are ben adam l'chaveiro, such as lo sirtach, lo sinov, lo signov. We have a lot of communal interactions that are part of the laws of the Torah. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, kina yesh b'neichem. That doesn't apply to you up here. There's no such thing as jealousy amongst you, the malachim. So why should you have the Torah? Ben adam l'chaveiro doesn't apply to you. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's claim, and right away, Moshe Rabbeinu miyad hodu lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, right away the malachim had to give in to the argument of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they all agreed, Hashem Adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chal ha'aretz, you're right, you should give the Torah to the Jews. So what's going on here? We have conflicting midrashim. Over here you have a medrash that tells us, a gemara that says they were jealous of Yaakov Avinu to the point they wanted to take his life. We have, on the other hand, the gemara says in Shabbos Pei Tes that Moshe Rabbeinu argues, Klum kina yesh b'nechem, is there any sort of jealousy amongst you? There's no such jealousy. There's no ben adam l'chaveiro in your world. So how can the Torah be given to you? So this is the problem. This is the discrepancy. Rav Asher Weiss once told me, perhaps the answer is as follows. If you look carefully in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he say? Klum kina yesh b'nechem. There's no such concept as you being jealous of one another. That's the reality of a malach. A malach is created to do one job and one job only. And they do that job. And there's no reason for them to be jealous of anybody else. But they look down at the world and they see a human being like Yaakov Avinu. Here's a boy, here's a young man who was raised in his own home, and look at the levels that he can reach. Look, he can elevate himself to the point that he's able to reach one of the chambers of the Kisei HaKavod. He's able to become one of the legs of the Kisei HaKavod. Look how much a person can accomplish in life. Of that the malachim are jealous. Of that the malachim say, look, I only have an opportunity to be created to do one job and that's it. I can't grow, I can't go up, I can't go down. And here, Yaakov Avinu, here you see human beings have the opportunity to grow and to progress and to become greater people and to become different kinds of individuals than the way they were born. That's an incredible feat, and that's what the malachim were jealous of when they look at Yaakov Avinu. All Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say was, Klum kina yesh b'neichem, there's no such thing as a malach being jealous of anybody else in his league, but being jealous of a human being, of the opportunities that we have. That's something that, in fact, the malachim look at us in jealousy, and they are having such feelings that they wish they would have the opportunities we have. We do find later on in the Parsha as well that there's another story of jealousy between Rachel and Leah. All of a sudden Leah has a child, Rachel is feeling bad, and what does it say? Vatera Rachel kilo yalda. Rachel realizes that she didn't have a child. Vatekana Rachel v'achosa. And Rachel now has kina. Rachel now has jealousy. What's the story? Why is my sister Leah having children and I'm not? Says the Medrash. What do you think? We're supposed to be occupying our minds all day long only on Yerushalayim. So what's going on? We have the Heilige Rachel Imena, we have the great woman Rachel, and all of a sudden she's being jealous of her sister Leah. How can this be? What does that mean? That's what the Medrash has. Answers the Medrash as follows. Rachel said to herself, if my sister Leah is having children, it must be that she's a greater tzaddikus than I am. I'm not jealous of the fact that God's giving her something that I don't have. I'm jealous of the fact that she reached levels, that she was able to elevate herself to a point where God felt now it's time to give her a child because she's worthy of such. That's what was happening between Rachel and Leah. It's not that she had this human condition of jealousy between one and another. It's what the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Kina So from Tabra Chachma. Once in a while, we have the right to be jealous of another person who reaches higher elevations than we are able to reach, than we're going to reach in our lives, because we want to be like them. It's not that we're jealous of them and we want to pull them down, it's we're jealous of them and we want to lift ourselves up. That's the way Rav Zevin writes in one of his Svarim. He says, how can you tell if a person is being jealous for the right reasons or the wrong reasons? So he says the mashal was given, you think about the communists or you think about socialism. So what happens? They want everyone to be equal. No jealousy. But what do they do to make everyone equal? They squash everyone down, that everybody should be equal and have nothing. That's not proper. If you want everyone to be equal, make everyone equal and give them everything. Why do you have to be like the communists? So he says the mashal is given that if you have a person who's standing up on a chair, and now they're able to reach the sky, they're able to reach the ceiling, they're able to do something. So you have two ways of taking care of the problem. You look at them and you say, wow, they're so great, they're so tall. So either you can take another chair and step up on the chair and then you'll be as tall as them, or you can take away their chair and knock them down, and that way you'll make sure that you're higher than they are. So that, says Rav Zevin, is the way to figure out whether your jealousy is a jealousy which is really a kina sofrim, which is something that's going to propel you to act and act upon it and make yourself go further in life, or you're just being jealous for the sake of being jealous because you want the other person to suffer. If you're of the perspective that you want to take a chair and step up on your own, that's a wonderful type of jealousy. If you're of the perspective that all you want is to knock the other person down, that's when jealousy is a very dangerous thing, and that's something that even the malachim were not able to hold themselves back from. Reb Chananim ben Akasha Omer.